Accession number 20390, Reel 3.
Accession number 50. Mr. Karupai,
yes.
Reel 3.
Karupaya.
Yes, Karupaya, Reel 3. Yes, you...
You know, as I told you just now, and they gave us leave before going to Japan, a few days. They asked us to go and stay here with our parents. So I didn't go back to my house. So I was, went and stayed at Ramakrishna Mission, you know, Norris Road.
Norris Road.
Norris Road. And 3 days, I didn't take any food. I was living only on water. Actually, I was starving. But I didn't want to go and ask any help from my parents because I thought it was my below my dignity. So casually, one of my friends met on the way. By looking at me, he asked me, "Why you all seems to be very pale, weak?" I say, "It's nothing, it's just as usual." And what he did, you know, after seeing my face and weakness, he immediately took me to that, you know, in front of Billy's Lane, there was a restaurant. Now they have got a sports business there. In that, there was an Indian restaurant. So he took me there and he bought some, Indian food. And some, on Indian food and vegetables. And he offered me, you know. It was so cheap in those days. $1, one person. It's not like now. So he offered me one meal, and he gave me $2. Only $2 as a present. He said, "You just keep it and spend it." Now, at that time, really that $2, when means for me, it was like $200,000 because I didn't have even a single cent in my pocket. And still my friend is in India. Still I am grateful to him. Whenever he wants anything, I am sending to him. And whenever he asks me anything, I am complying and obliging him. I am still under an obligation to do anything for him. Only $2. Now, actually at that time, the salary was very poor for the laborers. At that time, the most was for laborers, I think $15, from $13 to $14. Out of this amount, they could save $6 or $7 a month.
Was it banana notes, the Japanese banana?
No, British currency at that time.
He gave you two?
No, British currency, because at that time, they were both the currencies were in circulation. He gave British currency $2. Although it was $2, but to me at that time it was like $200,000. Should tell you the truth. And after when the lay was over, I went back to Azhar school. And then, from there we went to Japan.
What about your interpreter's class?
Yes. From Azhar school, they asked us to go to interpreter's class. We were there studying for a few months. Actually, we were trained there, coached up there to send to Burma friend to liaise, to become interpreters between the Japanese officers and Indian officers. To liaise with the Indian officers, Japanese officers. While I was studying there, and there was a scheme, they started a scheme to select students all over Southeast Asia to send to Japanese military academy for their military studies. It was published in the newspapers all over Southeast Asia. Many applied, few applied. And I did apply. I didn't want to go to Japan, actually. I wanted to go to Burma friend to fight against the British for the sake of India's independence. And all of a sudden, I received a letter from Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, you know. In that letter, he has asked me to come and see him, stating that on such and such day, in such a day, he must come and see me. When I saw the letter, I was really surprised and was very happy, you know. Because why I felt happy? Because I thought I could see, I had the chance of seeing him personally and shake hands. So when I went there, first I got the permission, I went and showed the letter to his secretary, Assad. He is still alive in Hyderabad. Assad. And I went and showed the letter. He led me inside. He was sitting there. When I saw him, I was not able to speak out anything. He was sitting down there in a grand position. Even when I saw him, I thought I'm seeing a god there. And then when I produced my letter, he saw the letter. And after reading the letter, he asked me, can you speak Japanese? Yes, I can speak Japanese. How long have you studied Japanese? He asked me. I told him a few months. He asked me where. And he said, in such and such place. Yes. I know that. I've come to understand that you can speak Japanese fluently because your former commandant, Ujjaga Singh of Azad School, has recommended me specially to send you to Japan. That's why I've sent this letter. And I told me that you have to go to Japan to join, to study for further military studies in Japanese Academy. And I told him, sorry, sir, I don't like to go to Japan. I want to go to Burma to fight against the British. What he told me? Now, if you go to Burma, friend, the most you can come up to sub-officer only, the rank of sub-officer, not more than that. If at all, if you fight against the British, the most you'll be able to kill one or two or three, if you get a chance. But if you go to Japan, if you complete your studies in the military academy, you can rise up to major general. But after the rank of major, if you go to staff college, you can rise up to field marshal. So you can become a divisional commander or commander, you can't say. At that time, you can, instead of fighting at the front, you can become, you can lead a big battalion or brigade. You can kill thousands of enemies. Anyway, I appreciate your spirit, but I want you to go to Japan, he said. So there was no other alternative. I said, yes, sir, I will go. And really, he didn't treat me as a soldier. He asked me to sit in front of him. He offered drinks. He shook hands. When he shook hands, I thought I'm like in the heaven, actually. Because he really a very capable man, grand person, you know. And we see the letters. He has sent us papadam, you know, papadam. Papadam means, you know, the Indians use for the dishes. He has sent us to Japan, you know, by plane. And immediately I said, yes, sir. Okay, I send a letter. When you have to leave for Japan? Then immediately I went off. And then I was sent to Japan.
But just before you were sent to Japan, in the interpreter's class, you were expected to become an interpreter.
That's all.
But what about the Azad School?
Azad School only instructor, or platoon commander. The most you can become is a platoon commander. Instructor means.
So in Azad School, did you continue your Japanese language?
No. Yeah, they didn't teach us. Nobody knows Japanese. They only trained us and taught us the military strategies. That's all.
Any practical training?
Yes, we had a severe practical training. Severe, very, very severe. It was a short period, you know. Very severe training.
Could you give us some example? What sort of a practical military training?
You know, they taught us using these British arms, brain gun, all the guns, field training, crawling positions, camouflage, everything, you know. Because I think you may not be able to know much about military training, but the actual training is very severe, you know. The crawling position, there are four type of positions. Very severe. You have to carry the rifle here. You have to and use the hand like this, carry almost. Very severe.
But then when you were told to go to interpreter class, were you disappointed?
No, I was because not
you
disappointed.
Were, you could not be an instructor.
Yes.
You would become an interpreter.
I was not disappointed. They said, interpreter, if you become an interpreter, your rank will be higher. You'll be more useful to INA. That's what they told us. Somehow or other, our aim was to achieve independence, that's all. We were not worried at that time about the ranks or salary or facilities. Our goal was only to achieve India's independence, that's all. So we were prepared for any eventualities, any sufferings, to achieve one thing, India's independence, that's all.
What did they tell you about as an interpreter?
As an interpreter, when you complete interpreter, they told us that we all will be sent to Burma front to liaise with the Japanese and Indian officers. Because Indian officers were not able to understand Japanese.
So at that time, was it because you wanted to go to Burma front, so you accepted?
That's right. Exactly. Accepted. Actually, I was more or less interested to go to Burma front immediately, as soon as possible.
Then when you were told about this training in Japan, did you discuss with anybody afterwards?
With whom?
With your family.
Regarding what?
Going to Japan.
No, I didn't. I did not discuss with anyone. I and Gandhinath and this guy, among all, we two, this can join. We were together all through. We were very close friends, even now.
So, after this meeting with Chandra Bose, did you go back to the school and wait for the
orders?
Yes.
We went to jail. Interpreter school and waited for his further orders because they had to select 45. They had interview. It was published in the newspapers. Students came up from Penang, all over Southeast Asia, Burma and Penang, and all over the Southeast Asia. So we waited for some time.
So did you have to make any preparation before you left for Japan?
No, not much. After all, we carried small things and a few things. So you can see in the letters what things they have asked to bring. And to some extent, I was able to buy certain things, only certain things. And we were not able to. Some things were supplied by the independence, like for us, you know. Japan is a cold country where during winter, that is starting from December, January, February, very, very cold. So we were supplied with woolen clothing by our independence lake in Shanshu Bay.
Can you tell us about your departure?
You know, actually, after when all was selected, and before going to Japan, you know, in Asas Kursa, in Kinsler Road, one or two months we had some training, you know, yell training. And Colonel Loganathan, the picture there, he was the chief. And they trained us for 1 or 2 months, you know, how to study the behavior, Japanese behavior, and general knowledge, you know. And if I'm not with a short period, they every day some lectures on politics, general knowledge and how to behave if you were to go to Japan and how to mix with the people. And after when it was over, Colonel Lokanathan was in charge. Later on, he was appointed the first Governor General of India, the Andaman Nicobar Islands, the first Governor General for independence in, of India. Colonel Lokanathan, he was a medical officer. The photo is there. And after that, and they fixed a date to start from Singapore. We went in one of the steamers in a convoy, you know. On the way, we had a hell of a troubles. And a few ships were torpedoed. But fortunately, our steamer was not torpedoed. And it went all through Manila, various other places. From Singapore to Kyushu, it took 1 month to reach. Taiwan, they went various ports and stopped. 1 month. Finally, we reached Kyushu. From Kyushu to Tokyo, we went by Japanese train.
Anyone sold you off at the harbor?
Pardon?
Anyone sold you off at the harbor here?
Yeah. No, before that, you see, actually, Netaji wanted to come and see us off. So he was very busy at the front. So he sent us a message to John TV to read it out to us. That was the only thing. And the officers here at the Independence League, they sent us off, that's all.
So how long did you study in ASA school, then the interpreter's class, and then 2 months? Receive a sort of a political training before you were sent to Japan?
If I'm not mistaken, I can't remember the exact period. I think 4 to 5 months in ASA school, in interpreter's class 2 to 3 months, and after that, the Gilson told again about 1 or 2 months only. If I'm not mistaken, I can't remember the exact period now.
Gil State School?
That is before going to Japan. That is, Gilson School means near ASA School. Only for 45 years, those were selected to Japan. That is on general knowledge, special training. How we have to behave in a foreign country, because Japan is a new place to us.
What was your expectation at that time?
Regarding?
Regarding your trip to Japan.
Somehow or other, after passing out, we have to gain the independence. That was our aim, nothing else. No other aim for us.
Then can you tell us your arrival in Japan?
You know, the sooner we reached Tokyo, we were placed in Kamikita Sava. The photos all there. And there we had preliminary training by various teachers, Japanese language, politics, and various other subjects. And we were, once we were taken to the War Ministry, and there was one general gave us a lecture. We were present before him. He was a general there, Japanese general. But now I have forgotten his name. And after that, we came back to Kamisawa. We were studying there for about 6 months. And then, while we were studying there, Bose visited once to our place. He came to Tokyo for a discussion with the ministers. He visited our place where we were studying. And at that time, actually, when he came to our place, all the ministers, Japanese, most of the ministers were there. And Japanese, you know, the food was very meek, very little quantity. So, I mean, the curries also very little and poor. We were half starving when we were in Japan, actually. It was a war time. And the training was severe. And actually, the Japanese, when they heard that Bose is going to visit to our place, they wanted to prepare special food on that itself. But Bose told them, you must prepare the same quantity, same type of food as you have been supplying until now to every one of us. At that time, Bose, Gyani, and Chatterjee, the photo is there, in his group photo. That photo was taken on that day. It was there. So what he did, you know, he asked the officers straight among us. He was sitting in the middle, in the first row with the Japanese ministers. On that day, they supplied little more quantity. Small bowl, you know, and little more quantity. The curry slightly better. So while the other officers were sitting among us, they asked us, is the same quantity we have been eating all these days? Yes, sir, today the quantity is a bit more, but the curry is little better, that's all. But the quantity also little more, that's what we told them. And he also took the same food. He looked down, entertaining and everything, and he felt sorry. By looking at his face, he came to know that he's feeling sorry. On that day, that was the first day US-American recognized planes flew above Tokyo. First time, recognized planes. And all the ministers ran to the trenches. They forced Subhash Chandra Bose also to run to the trench. But he didn't move even an inch. He was sitting down there at the same position while we were taking food. And didn't worry. The plane was above our head. It was a recognized plane. That was the first time for us. And he asked us, you boys better go to run to the trenches. We refused to move even an inch. What we did, you know, we surrounded around him. Normally, when the bomb falls down, there's a, you know, this is military statistics. When the bomb drops like this, the shell will fly in this angle, actually. It won't come this way. There's a gap, you know. Actually, the shrapnels will flow like this. There's a gap. So even if any bomb were to fall, the sharpener will go like this. So we surrounded him. Even if they were to any bomb, the sharpeners won't hit him. It will hit one of us. We surrounded around him. And he said, boys, don't worry about me. You all better worry. We didn't move. Even if the sharpener were to fly, it will kill one of us, not him. If it directly falls, it's finished. Top means finish. If it is by the side, no. And all the Japanese were surprised. And really, he didn't move even an inch. And afterwards, all the ministers came there. And the function was over. And next day or third day, he gave us a party, special party, in his residence in Tokyo itself. The evening. We had very candid conversation. And he gave us some cake, you know. Cake means, you know, stand, really. At that time, we didn't see sugar the sooner we reached Japan, you know. And sugar means one of the most luxurious foods in those days. Even pumpkins, you know, sweet potatoes, pumpkins, the luxurious food at that time, during this day. So when we went there, he gave us a party, and drinks with sugar, and each one a cake with sweet, some beans inside, as we are getting here. Really, we enjoyed. It was the most luxurious food. We had a very candid conversation with us. He was asking, how do you feel, boys, how are you taking your food, how do you think about Japan, and all sorts of things. It was a friendly talk, you know, not as a leader or soldiers. Like father and children, sons, the discussion. And then, when it was over, and one of my colleagues is now in the Japanese consulate in Calcutta. He asked many questions. He replied to us, and replied to him also. And the next day, there was another meeting. He was staying in Imperial Hotel. Tokyo Imperial Hotel. Imperial Hotel. And there he called us. He was putting one small stool, you know, on one side. You asked to sit on the floor, on the couch. It was carpeted. And he asked Gyani and Chatterjee, they were senior officers, to stand outside because there were a lot of espionage spies in Tokyo. We got to any moment. And they were standing outside to watch if anyone was coming or not. And they were standing like watchmen. And he asked us, whatever you want to say, whatever you want us, you can ask. He asked all sorts of questions. He gave us a proper reply. And, you know, the most important thing in the military is the strength of the army. Most secretive thing in the army. We asked him, what is the strength of INA? He even told us the strength of INA. We were surprised. We never expected you to tell us the strength.
What did he say?
The strength of the INA. We have got so many thousand soldiers in our INA. Any army in the world won't tell the strength. He had so much faith and trust on us, so he even told us the strength. And after that, we asked one more question. Boy, how did you escape from India when you were under police surveillance in your house? For that, he told us, boys, I'm sorry, you have asked many questions, I have given a proper reply. Accept this one, because I may have to adopt the same method again. Until then, I don't like to reveal anything, disclose about how I escaped. But once, after the attaining the India's independence, I'm going to write a book about our movements. The first 45 copies will be